Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
Are you a young person of Dutch heritage looking for love? If so, a producer for a television show in the Netherlands is looking for you. Let's go in depth with Ilya Willems, producer of the TV show Origins of Love from the Netherlands.
Ilya, you're looking for singles from Pellet for Dutch television. Can you tell us a little bit about it?
Yes, exactly. Well, a Dutch television show from the Netherlands, obviously, is looking for American-born and raised singles, preferably male singles, who have a Dutch heritage, so are of Dutch descent. And the reason why we do it is because we're producing a show called Origins of Love, in which we want to, match up five American singles with a whole lot of nice-looking Dutch singles and see if they can find the love of their life on the other side of the ocean. Maybe these people in Holland move to America or maybe the other way around. You never know how deep the love is or how far they will go for finding their true love.
Okay, so let me get this straight. You're looking for people between what, 20 and... 40?
Yeah, well, 25 and 45.
25.
I think when you're a little bit younger than 25, you maybe not really looking for real love yet.
Okay.
I'm not sure how that is in your region. You have to tell me, but I'm from New York. I think most people, when they're just turning 20, they're not really looking for somebody to marry right away. But if you're a little bit younger and you're really serious about this, then you can apply to. I mean, we're just looking for great candidates and people that are really interested. Actually, that's the most important thing. They have to be interested in their roots, and they have to have a certain interest in the Netherlands, because, I mean, you can find love anywhere in the world, so why would you look for it in the Netherlands? But if you are of Dutch descent, and a lot of people in Pella am, I've been told, they might just want to know more or where they came from and what the country is all about and what the culture and the heritage can teach them. And maybe this might be a good way.
Well, there's a whole lot of young Dutch people here, and I presume they're looking for love like everybody else, and interest in the Netherlands. Well, pretty much everybody here is raised in Pella and other small communities around to have an interest in the Netherlands. So you've got a pretty big pool over here.
Yeah, well, I hope that people are interested in this project and want to learn more about it or want to even apply for it. And it's just for us, if you're on the other side of the ocean, like my colleagues and, well, I'm not exactly at the other side of the ocean, but it's just always difficult to find the right candidate. And I think Pella would be the perfect place to find people with who are born and raised in America and have the Dutch heritage. So I hope there are a lot of enthusiastic people in and around Pella.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with Dutch television producer Ilya Willems.
Well, I'm going to just be honest with you, Ilya. When I first got your email, I thought this was some sort of a scam.
Can you tell me why?
Oh, you know, getting emails looking for singles. I mean, people get that, and it's often spam. But yours was pretty specific, looking for people with Dutch heritage in Pella, and so it was so specific. It wasn't like it was one of those broad-based email scams, and so I thought I'd look into it a little bit. And so you haven't had that opinion before? Is that
yes.
Just my skepticism?
Well, No, it's not your skeptical opinion. It happens, not a lot, but it happens also because it's just not very common that you go around. And I do a lot of research for other television programs, and it's just difficult to get people convinced of your sincere intentions because, I mean, I do work for a television company. I do try to find singles, and I'm not doing it just, you know, to have fun myself. It's just we are really going to make a television program. It's really for the Netherlands. It's really about singles from America. So yes, I've encountered some skepticism. Is that the way you say it? I encountered that a little bit in the past couple of weeks. But then again, exactly what you say, if people look into it and start to talk about it with me or to look into it on the internet, they find that, you know, we are a real company and we do make television and we're not trying to trade people or to scam people or to do stuff that is not good.
Well, and now if you tell me this isn't going to cost these young people anything, then my listeners will really believe you.
Okay, good, good. Well, and I just want to say that we try to find great people with great stories. If you have a story to tell, just to live in a place like Pella, for Dutch people, that's just, they are amazed by what the place looks like and what people can tell about it, and they think it's great that people on the other side of the ocean are still in touch with their roots so much, and they're very proud of that too. So, I think not many people in Holland know what Pella looks like or what the surroundings are and how many people of Dutch heritage live there. So it would I think be a great opportunity also for people from Pella and surroundings to show a little bit more about their heritage and how they live in these times in America.
Well, and it's not going to cost our folks, they don't have to send you any money or anything, right?
No money involved. The only thing I need from the people that are interested is them to fill out a questionnaire. And it's just one simple email with a list of questions that I will send them by email, and then as soon as they fill that in, they'll be part of our screening process, and we'll consider them to be a possible applicant in our program.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with Dutch television producer Ilya Willems.
Now, you were gracious enough to send me a link to a YouTube video that showed how this program played out in Norway. And I was a little bit skeptical because, as you well know, a lot of American TV reality shows are pretty darn trashy. And I mean, I guess that's my opinion. A lot of people must like them, but I don't like watching them. They're trashy, they're demeaning, and all kinds of things like that. And so I was sort of suspecting maybe the same possibility when I looked at the YouTube video, but the show, you know, that I saw looked pretty darn wholesome and regular young people and having fun and getting to know each other. It wasn't like a lot of American reality TV.
No, I think there's still a big difference between Dutch television and American television. In this case, I mean, we do have reality in Holland that might be a little bit trashy, but we also have a lot of reality shows in Holland, and I think this one is part of that category that is just really sincere and is really about real people telling their real story, and it's about real emotions without getting too dramatic. You know, it's not over the top TV. We are not trying to get hysterical people running around in front of our cameras. I mean, this is really a feel-good show. So we really want people to find love. We really want to to teach them more about their roots and have this how do you say it, connection between Holland, the Netherlands, and people from America. So I can understand what you mean by reality shows being not sincere or trashy, but I can truly say that this is not going to be a show like that. This is really going to be about finding love and a positive journey to that.
Well, from what I saw, it looks sort of fun and wholesome and for the entire family.
Yeah, exactly. That's the plan, and it's really about connecting with each other on the other side of the ocean, and it should be fun to learn from each other and to get to know each other and hopefully find the love of your life. So I think it's fun. It's a fun show to watch, and it will be a fun show to make too. And hopefully we will be filming in Pella if we find the right candidate there.
Well, you've got a lot of smart and, you know, intelligent, energetic, successful young people from Pella and surrounding areas here. I can't imagine you not finding somebody. It just seems like fun. If you have a sense of adventure and to go to the Netherlands, that, you know, that sounds like fun.
Yeah, the episodes will be taped as well as in America as in the Netherlands. So there will be traveling back and forth. The first part consists of the American singles receiving a lot of letters and video messages from different singles from Holland. And they get to pick, so the American singles get to pick candidates that they want to get to know better. So it's a win-win situation, I think, because they can just, select the people that they like and get to know them, and they will visit each other, and that in the end, hopefully, a couple of people are really attracted to each other, and maybe we will have love couples ever after.
And are you looking in any other communities besides Pella and our other small towns?
Well, of course, we are looking in different places, but I've been concentrating mainly on the places in the United States that have the highest percentage of Dutch, of people of Dutch heritage. So, and that are not too many places. I think maybe 3 or 5 places in America really have the highest percentage of Dutch people. So Pella is one of those cities or places. And we really hope, and especially because I think Pella, from what I've seen on the internet, on pictures of Pella, is a beautiful place to do our filming. So I really hope that that we find a candidate from your area.
Well, it'd be fun for you to come over during tulip time when thousands of visitors come to Pella to celebrate the Dutch heritage.
That would be great. That would be great. But the filming will take place at the end of this year and beginning of next year. So we have a very, very strict deadline for filming, because we're broadcasting it, I think, in April or May, and that's when the Tulip Festival is. So we will have to do some wooden shoe dancing or something else in the middle of the winter, and then maybe for some other thing come back for the tulips. But the filming will take place at the end of 2012 and the beginning of 2013, so the people that apply should be around at that time.
Okay, well then when Santa Claus visits might be a good time in early December.
That would be perfect, yeah. is Santa Claus coming to your town?
Santa Claus comes here every year.
Oh yeah, all the way from Spain.
Yes. He comes and gets to visit with the little children, and the Peets come too, and it's a big celebration here.
Oh.
Big parade.
You do have Peets.
Oh, of course we have Peets. How can you have Santa Claus without Peets?
No, that's what I thought, but I live in New York now, and the Netherlands Club is doing the Santa Claus too. Santa Claus is all over the place in December, so he's also in New York. But there has been a lot of discussion, even in the Netherlands, about the Peets, because not many people understand, at least in America, how it works, but I'm glad to hear that you still have the peace. And I think people in Holland will like that too.
Well, great. Now, how do people get a hold of you? How do people submit their stories?
Since I'm based in New York, I have an email address, which is dutchtvproducer@live.nl. That's the way to reach me. There is an internet site called bluecircle.tv. That's the production house. You can have a look at that. There's not much other information on that internet site besides the fact that they show all the programs that they've made in the past, just to get a feel of what they've been doing the last couple of years. But the mail address that I just gave you, that's the best way to reach me.
Well, great. Good luck with this.
Thank you very much, and I hope sincerely that there are people in Bella that that will join me and make a great show out of this.
Thanks to Ilya Willems for contributing to the program. For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to bobleonard@KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.